How does it feel to have more 400-yard passing games than Tom Brady?
Oh, well, I'm happy about it. There's no doubt. I'm just happy that the fact that we were able to win and put together a great outing today and continue to move forward offensively. And I think the production is starting to come around, and that's a good thing for us.
Talk about the comfort level you've had that spread formation. Just you seem to be in control. You're seeing people open, and you got all the time in the world pretty much.
Right. Everybody has to work together. You know, the receiver's got to run good routes. Offensive line has to block. Running backs have to do their job. And when it all works together and works right, it's easy for me.
And you seem, though, much more, you know, earlier on, understandable. You seem tentative and unsure. Now it's like every move you make seems to have a purpose. I mean, you can almost see you going through the check sheet.
How
has that evolved, and are you that much more comfortable?
Well, I just think you become more comfortable as you play, and as I talked about earlier in the season, a lot of it has to do with the game speed. You cannot simulate game speed in practice, and so as much as you want to say that you're ready and you step in on the field ready to go, the fact of the matter is it takes you a little time to adjust to that game speed, and so now I feel like I've gotten a few games under my belt, and I feel a lot more comfortable out there.
And are you and Randy getting a better feel for each other?
Today we had a great day, and I'm happy to be able to go out there and have some production with him. And he made some great plays out there, and we've got to keep doing that and keep going to him and let him do what he does best, which is make plays.
When you see some of the plays that he makes,
mm-hmm.
Are you, even after working with him, are you a little taken aback by something?
I'm always amazed at what Randy can do. He's got amazing hands, his body control, and how he's able to control the defender with his body and then go up and get the ball. He's just a special player, and those guys don't come around much, so I'm lucky to be on the same team with him.
Matt, does it ever go to the point at first you're taking over for somebody who's already, you're filling the job and doing the best you can, but when you start getting into territory where there's 400 yards, 415 yards, and multiple touchdowns, those are the exceptional numbers that quarterbacks hit. Is that change any of where you are in terms of how you see your own game in this very short?
No, I'm just continuing trying to move forward and continuing to try to have production with this offense, and we're just trying to win games. And it's really a one-week type season for us. And next week we've got a big game with the Steelers coming in, and that's what we're going to concentrate on. But I don't look ahead, and I don't look to the future because it's pointless because anything can happen.
Is there some kind of game where you're thinking, geez, I got a lot of yards, or we got a lot of points, or, you know, this is really working, let's just keep on throwing it?
Not really. You know, you go out and you try to execute the game plan, and you never really think about, you know, stats or statistics. You just keep going out and trying to execute. And this game, you know, goes back and forth and back and forth. As you can imagine, the stress level continues to increase with every series. But it just comes down to continuing to put together those drives and those scoring drives to keep yourself in the ballgame.
Personally, how much do you like the shotgun and spreading the defense out? I'm really comfortable back there.
I'm comfortable in the shotgun, but I'm also comfortable under center. So it's really whatever they call. I just try to go out there and play the game.
Is there aware that only four of the quarterbacks in the history of football ever threw back-to-back 400-yard games?
I did not know that at all, but that's a pretty cool stat. And I'm just happy that we got a win, to be realistic.
You know who they are?
No clue, to be completely honest.
Marino, Fouts, Sims, and Billy Bullock.
Hey, well, there you go. That's a good crew to be with.
Matt, are you surprised they didn't blitz more? I know you spread them out, but they blitzed a couple of times. And it didn't seem like they
could. Well, they're not much of a blitzing team, but then in the second half, as we started getting going in that second half with the first few drives, they started to increase pressure a little bit, and we were able to make a few plays, so maybe that knocked them out of it.
Matt, when people, as they always do at the end of training camp, kind of put together their prospective roster, not everybody had you on the squad where you were.
Right? No, I mean, I don't read the papers or anything like that. I just, once preseason was over, I knew the feedback that I was getting from the coaches, which was all positive. And a lot of people with an outsider's perspective had a different opinion. And it's funny to me that, you know, a lot of people casted me out and said, this guy's not even going to make the team. But that's part of sports, and that's part of football, and overcoming adversities and doing these kind of things. That's what sports are all about.
Are you at the point where it's second nature with Wes, with Randy, and the the other receivers the way it always seemed to look a year ago with Tom? Are you at that point?
No, I've got a lot of room to grow in many different areas, whether it be protection, whether it be throwing the ball, whether it be working with Randy or Wes on certain routes, and jab as well, and just continuing to build on the things that we've done well. We've had some success the last 2 weeks, but in no way am I comfortable with where I'm at.
Got a little heated at the end there. Were you sensing some frustration from them?
I'm sure there was a little bit of frustration, and I just tried to tell the guys in the huddle, you know, be smart. It's not worth it.
Now, when you hear this guy's a good game manager, is that in any way insulting to a quarterback? Like, I can do more than that.
Not at all. That's what you have to do in this league. That's what you have to do in the NFL is manage the game. And that's the first priority and first job of any quarterback is to go up there, manage the game, and manage the time on the clock and do those things well.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.